Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Terman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Connie Terman. Kirkland native meteorologist Chris Warren was inducted into the Plaza of Champions on November 30th. His father, Bill Warren, worked hard to nominate his son for this award.
This has been kind of in the works for, on our end, probably for almost a year.
Mayor McBride presented Chris Warren as the newest inductee into this city landmark.
On behalf of the city council, on behalf of the city of Kirkland and all of its residents, we want you to know how proud we are and how happy we are to add this plaque to our Plaza of Champions. We are immensely proud of you and wish you all the very best, because this is probably just the beginning. There you go.
Chris is currently working with the Weather Channel in Atlanta, Georgia, and was honored by the city for his Emmy award-winning talent. Mayor McBride is enthused to have an Emmy winner join the Plaza of Champions family.
But let's hear for someone who has won an Emmy award. We don't have an Emmy award winner here.
He was very excited for the opportunity to leave a lasting footprint in his hometown.
I'm just super grateful to the city of Kirkland, the mayor, the city council, the parks department. This is a wonderful city. It was so hard to leave. And it's still great to be a part of this, and now I'm going to be part of it forever, and I'm just completely honored.
The Plaza of Champions is located at Marina Park. To learn more about the program and other inductees, go to www.kirklandwa.gov. The City Council received the 8th update on public outreach related to the Kirkland 2035 campaign. With over a dozen public engagement events, the comprehensive plan visioning process will soon be coming to a close. So far, the vision for Kirkland seems to be a green, livable, walkable, and vibrant city. To better understand the public's input, follow-up questions are posted on Kirkland Ideas Forum website. Comprehensive plan updates will continue through 2014 and 2015. The Transportation Master Plan is blooming with conversations on current conditions and future goals from Kirkland community members. With these goals in mind, the Transportation Commission will present updated strategies and projects to City Council in January. The Park Board and Totem Lake businesses revealed a preferred option for Totem Lake Park at October's Community Planning Day. To best reflect their vision for this area, Kirkland residents selected one of three options in a series of community engagement events. The City Council officially adopted the plan at its December 10th meeting. The proposed design can be viewed on the Kirkland Ideas Forum website. Lastly, details to the Cross Kirkland Corridor Master Plan are being filled in based on ideas from corridor enthusiasts. A preferred layout will be presented to Council in February of next year. Visit the Kirkland Ideas Forum website for more details, ideasforum.kirklandwa.gov. Look for another community planning day coming in the spring. The recent freezing weather may cause worry for your daily commute, but City Street Division is doing its best to make roads clear and drivable. To ensure the safest commute during snow and icy conditions, routes will be addressed in the following order. First, hospitals. Second, roads that utilize public transit. Third, the remainder of Kirkland's network. Priority 1 routes include roads near and accessing Evergreen Healthcare Hospital and the surrounding medical facilities, including those that lead to and from I-405. Priority 2 routes include critical east-west and north-south routes that lead to and from I-405 and SR-520 and other communities around Kirkland. Priority 2 also includes arterials that provide access for transit, commerce, and government facilities, including fire stations, and have the largest traffic volume routes. Priority 3 routes include roads vital to neighborhoods and linking Priority 2 routes to each other. The map can be found on the city's website. To receive storm updates, subscribe to the newsroom listserv, also found on the city's website. Nonprofit organizations are an integral part of what makes Kirkland a strong and thriving community, especially for our young adults. Here's Mojan Amadi reporting on our future nonprofit, Youth Eastside Services.
For 45 years, Youth Eastside Services has helped local youth achieve health and confidence by educating, counseling, and supporting different areas of need. Here to tell us more about Youth Eastside Services is Executive Director Patty Skelton-McGugan.
So we're the premier provider for youth and family services in the Puget Sound region here on the east side, one of the largest providers in Puget Sound, providing help to kids and families.
While Youth Eastside Services is based out of Bellevue, they have a strong connection and calling in Kirkland.
We're providing services in Kirkland in a variety of areas. We have counselors right now that are out in schools providing service on site to kids in the Lake Washington School District. We also have clients that come to our offices in Kirkland at the old Forbes House. Some of you know where that is, down near 180 Beach Park. We have people that come to us for counseling and provide that support to them there in Kirkland. For young people, popping into a teen center or throughout the teen centers across the east side, including K-Tub in Kirkland, and go in and ask for the YES counselor. You can make appointments or you can drop in there.
Specific to Kirkland are a few alarming trends that Youth Eastside Services works to address.
Suicide is a big issue that we see that is growing. We're not sure why yet. We're trying to get our arms around that, but we've seen that in Kirkland as well, which is very alarming to us. The attempts and the thoughts of suicide, they're real and they're scary. And the big concern that we've seen with our drug and alcohol counselors is the increase in heroin usage. I mean, that's a horrible drug that kids are getting their hands on and using. So that continues to be a concern as well.
Patty and her staff are also sure to pay attention to future trends.
I think it's interesting with marijuana that kids now, because of things like it's legal for some, that they see that it's okay. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen with the use of marijuana, whether that increases due to that. And more available access to it for kids is also something to pay attention to.
Youth Eastside Services is not the only resource for troubled teens. Parents can do a great deal to create a safe and healthy environment for their children.
I think parents need to stay on track with keeping themselves educated. They need to set a good example for their kids. They need to be open and have those conversations with them. Know who your kids are hanging out with. Know if there's a change in their behavior. If they're shutting down and they're not talking to you, pay attention to the signs and get help or ask questions.
To better identify if local youth need help, here are some signals to be aware of.
I think things to watch for are changes in behavior, their eating and sleeping habits, the friends changing, signs of self-harm. And it's hard to find sometimes because kids hide it, but cutting on themselves is an issue that we see.
Youth Eastside Services could not successfully address these signs without the help of its staff and volunteers. Those interested in getting involved can mentor local youth in the Success Mentoring Program or lend a hand at their annual fundraising breakfast. For volunteer opportunities and more, visit www.youtheastsideservices.org. This was Mojan Amadi reporting for Currently Kirkland.
Between the Turkey Trot and the Christmas Ship Festival, there was so much to see in Kirkland this season. Here are some sights and sounds from the recent happenings.
Stride the harp and join the chorus.
Thank you for watching. The Currently Kirkland team wishes you the best during the holiday season. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.